Good morning and welcome. Another day in paradise. Indeed, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Do not be one of those. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please try back. Chucky, good morning. What's bugging you?
There's something really bugging me. It's the Democrats are running as Republicans. Liz Cheney is a Democrat. The senator from Maine is a Democrat. Senator from Alaska is a Democrat. They knew they couldn't win election as Democrats, so they ran as Republicans. They're not rhinos. They're just plain out Democrats. And Republicans need to root these people out, or they're going to just mess up everything for Donald Trump and any other president that's trying to clean up the swamp.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
I wanted to talk about Pete Hegseth. I'm not familiar with all the details of his case, but it's obvious he did something he wasn't supposed to do, and he is now been exposed. First of all, women are attracted to men who are strong and show leadership qualities. And if you remember, that's how they got General Petraeus a few years ago, with got him mixed up with a little romance. Mm-hmm. And anybody that thinks this is all brand new, I want them to go look up a woman called Kay Summersby, who was Eisenhower's driver and secretary. And I put quotes around it, driver and secretary, for many years during World War II. Thank you, Bob.
Yes, there are many that are attracted to power. He's also, a handsome fellow. He was divorced at the time of the allegation of what went on. So we'll see.
They let a woman drive back in those days?
That's more crazy than having a side car.
A female driver.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
877 975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is why nobody is going after the judge or judges who let Patrick Neely off on his 42 separate crimes. And Daniel Penny, who looks rather presidential, actually, he has a kind of a Lincoln look with a red hair. I feel terrible that they didn't get the two memos, and now they're going to try to waste his time with a civil case. That really bugs me.
Yeah, it is sad, and it sends a message to people. Don't be a sheepdog. Don't help others. Don't stand up for weaker people. Allow crime to just happen right in front of you. And, of course, that's a terrible message, but that's what they're sending. Thankfully, he was found not guilty, but like you said, civil trial still awaits. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Can you imagine what this country would have been like 50, 60 years ago if Jerry Rubin, Abby Hoffman, or Tom Hayden had the money backing them to tear this country down that George Soros does? I hope Trump can do something to change this around, because Soros thinks he can install all these radical judicial judges to hurt our country. Something's got to be done. Something's got to stop. I hope money can't just buy anything and buy an incentive.
No, clearly it can't just buy anything. How much money did Kamala go through? $2.1 billion? Yeah. I mean, think about it. I didn't do the math, but there's a way to break it down where each individual voter would have gotten, a few hundred bucks, actually. That's how much money that she spent. All right, last chance, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Slim, again. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys, what's bugging me is I haven't heard from Nostradamus in a little while. Wanting to know what's going on with that.
Yeah, we...
Thanks, Mark.
We don't have air tag on anybody.
Yeah.
And
I don't know why it would bug you that somebody else doesn't call, but, it's America.
Yeah, but next time, though, leave your phone number, and then we'll give it to whatever it is you're looking for. And, you can do your thing. You can have more of each other.
Yeah, say go for the wild card there.
All righty. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Ethel. How are you today?
Great, Ethel. What's bugging you?
The people that we have up there in the White House who seems to think they know more than we do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's unfortunately been going on for a while. It's just they're even more, much more radical than they've ever been, like, you know, on the left. Let's go to Donnie. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. All this talk on Fox News about the mysterious drones in New Jersey, and could they be spy drones in foreign countries? Wouldn't it be standard protocol to turn out the lights if you're trying to spy on a military base? This is a ridiculous story.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the purpose is either. I don't know if they're trying to get people riled up, or honestly, I don't know. I saw a quick thing on it, and our airspace, I believe, to be mostly protected.
Mm-hmm.
But drones, you know, just looking into the future, they do offer many challenges, yes, strategically, militarily, terroristically, if I can make it
better. Well, that and those balloons. You got to watch out for those balloons, too, Bob. You know,
once they're done doing their work, we know to get rid of them. We shoot them right down.
Uh-huh.
Once they're done.
Right.
Checks in the mail. Compliments of President Xi. It is 7:28. And boy, oh boy, have we still got plenty to talk about on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up at 8:05, Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. It's all on 97.3 The Sky.